This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we reviewed what I believe is foundational for what Peter encourages in 2 Peter 1, 5-11. He says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add." In other words, what God has provided, though abundantly adequate, needs to have your effort added for you to fully benefit from it. In Philippians 2, 12-13, Paul writes, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." Again, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "By the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." We've already seen it takes reading, studying, and learning from others, mixed with faith and surrender for our head knowledge about Jesus Christ to become experiential knowledge in our relationship with him. Now, in addition, we need to make every effort, or in the words of Paul, work hard to add some additional specific qualities to our lives. What are they? Starting with faith, add goodness, then add knowledge, followed by self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Peter says that if these qualities are possessed in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your experiential knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's an outcome worth pursuing, wouldn't you say? I want to unpack what Peter says in these verses over the next few days. Let me encourage you to read. No, memorize these verses, 2 Peter 1, 5-11.